I'm joined in studio now by Aoife Bradshaw from Citizens Information. Good afternoon, Aoife.
How you doing?
Okay, and we're going to talk about lone parents and
today,
benefits.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the one-parent family payment.
Okay, fire away.
Okay, the one-parent family payment is a payment for men and women under the age of 66 who are bringing up children without the support of a partner. To get this payment, you must meet certain conditions and you must satisfy a means test. There was changes recently to this payment in the age reductions to the one-parent family payment, which were due to apply from the beginning of 2013 and 2014. They have been deferred to the beginning of July in each month of those years. The period over which the transitional arrangements for existing recipients are to apply has been extended from the end of 2014 to the beginning of 2015. This change will provide more time for the creation of additional childcare places for lone parents. Some people will no longer qualify for the one-parent family payment from July 2013. The Department of Social Protection will inform people of the date of the termination and they will outline what options are available to you. Also, the department will invite you to a seminar which will outline your options and enable you to ask any questions about these changes. There is a job seekers transition payment has been announced, which aims to support lone parents back into the workplace. To qualify for this payment, you must be under 66. You must be the parent, step-parent, adoptive parent or legal guardian of a qualified child. You must be the main carer for at least one qualified child and that child must live with you. The one-parent family payment is not payable if the parents have joint or equal custody. You must have earnings of €425 or less per week and you must satisfy a means test. You must be habitually resident and most important, you must not be living with a spouse, civil partner or cohabitating. If you are separated, divorced or your civil partnership is dissolved, you must have been living apart from your spouse, civil partner for at least 3 months. You must have made efforts to get maintenance from your spouse or civil partner and you must be inadequately maintained by your spouse or civil partner. If your spouse or civil partner is in prison, he or she must have been sentenced to at least 6 months in prison or have spent at least 6 months in custody. Okay, to get the one-parent family payment, you must have at least one qualified child below the relevant age limit. The age limit is being gradually reduced to 7 years of age. This is being applied to new and existing customers on a phased basis. These are the new changes. Over the period of 2012 to 2015, your entitlement to the one-parent family payment depends on when your initial claim for the payment was made and the age of your youngest child. You can see the one-parent family guide on our website and that's www.citizensinformation.ie. Just a little bit more info now. You can work and get the one-parent family payment. The amount of payment you get depends on your weekly means. The first €110 of your gross weekly earnings is disregarded. This means that you can earn up to €110 and qualify for the full payment. Disregard will be reduced also to €90 from January 2014 and it is proposed to reduce it further over the next 2 years. Half the remainder of your gross earnings, up to €425 per week, is assessed as means. So if you earn between €110 and €425 per week, you may qualify for a reduced payment. So there are also some additional supports. You may qualify for FIS if you are working at least 19 hours a week and your FIS is not counted as means for the one-parent family payment. If you take up full-time work also, you may be eligible for extra tax allowance under the Revenue Job Assist Scheme. If you want to become self-employed, you may qualify for the Back-to-Work Enterprise Allowance. And you're also eligible for the Jobs Bridge, that's the National Internship Scheme. If your pay from work is reduced, you may also be entitled to an increase in your one-parent family payment, but you must send a current pay slip showing your reduced pay with a letter from your employer confirming your new work situation to the social welfare office dealing with your claim. If you are getting one-parent family payment and take time off after the birth of a child, you will get credited contributions. The rates for the one-parent family payment, the maximum maximum personal rate is €188, and the maximum child dependent rate is €29.80. You must apply for the one parent family payment within 3 months of becoming eligible. And if you are widowed, you must apply within 3 months of your spouse's death. If you are single, you should apply within 3 months of the birth of your child. If you are separated or divorced, you must apply within 6 months of the date that you separated. But you must be separated at least 3 months. And to apply for this, you must fill out the application form, send it with the relevant supporting documents to the Department of Social Protection, and the full address is on the end of the application form. You could also, there is actually other benefits where you could be eligible for on this payment, which is fuel allowance, family income supplement, rent supplement, or the medical card. And to get more information or advice on any of these payments, you can call into your local citizens information service.
Okay, and that's upstairs here in the Civic Centre.
In the Civic Centre. Can I just give you a couple of details on our opening hours? Sorry, John, just before I go, there's just a reminder, there's taxation on the maternity benefit. It will be taxable now from the 4th of July, which it never was before, for all claimants, and universal social charge and PRSI are not payable. You can read up on the maternity benefit, how it is taxed, on our website again.
Okay, so...
We have a Northside Citizen Service in Civic Centre here, and it's a drop-in service, and it's open Monday to Friday, 9 to 4:30pm. We close for lunch from 1 to 1:30, and our phone number is 0761 07 8190. We also have a Montrose office, a Beaumont office in the Beaumont Pastoral Centre in Montrose Park, Artane, and that's Monday to Thursday, and that's 9:30 to 1:30. We also have 3 outreach services, Omni Park Shopping Centre, that's in Santry, Tuesday 9:30 to 1:30, and Drumcondra Credit Union outreach is by appointment only. We have an outreach now which started a few weeks ago in Beaumont Hospital, and that's Friday afternoons, and that's 2 to 4pm.
So you're kept busy.
We're kept very busy.
Say so, yeah. Okay, well, listen, thanks very much, Aoife.
Thanks a million, John, for having me.
Always very informative.